Hello again, fellow gamers, podcast listeners, and most importantly, pretend adventurers. Pull up a chair to the D&D buffet. There's plenty of tasty podcasts to go round. I can't quite believe it, but we've made it all the way to episode 20 of Autumn in the City, an actual play podcast of Waterdeep Dragon Heist. I truly love this game, and it's wicked to be able to share it with random strangers on the internet. Thanks again for listening. You're the best. On last week's episode, the gang sweet-talked their way out of a perilous encounter with Xelophan the Bronze Dragon, who was hiding among his hoard at the bottom of the Deepwater Harbour, lamenting the theft of his mother's prized gemstone. A deal was struck to gather information on the Luskan pirates, in return for a bulging chest of treasure offered by the dragon. After sailing back to the dock ward, the team mingled amongst members of the Sea Maidens' Fair, the carnival troupe in town for the festival. Avon, Alan, and Rupert were given cryptic glimpses into their future by a fortune teller, and when she mysteriously vanished, they borrowed her magical crystal ball. Dimple and Remy did some sleuthing around the ships at the docks, and spotted Amar Klink exchanging an incriminating note with a sailor. Remy didn't hesitate to deftly pick this evidence from her pocket using his invisible trickster mage hand. As a team met back up to exchange information on what they'd found, some suspicious drow caught their attention trying to sneak ashore. Remembering back to the previous deadly encounter with a single drow assassin, how would the Autumnborn react to a trio of the dangerous foes? Find out this week on episode 20 of Autumn in the City, The Dark Elf Rises.
You just see this drow hand pop its like clawed fingers up on the jetty, and then one by one these three drow jump out of the boat. Avon's off, Remy's talking about a rabbit and a hare chase, trying to change his visage, but before he knows it, Avon is up top and she's sprinting off, and I think Alan, you said that you were following as well. Can I get some hype music, Matt?
We want low intensity chase music or high intensity chase music?
High. I want to hype
this is called high intensity chase. I don't know what it is.
That would be nicely. Okay, Dimple, initiative, please.
15.
Sorry. That's 15. Avon, initiative.
19.
Alan, initiative.
Natural one.
Rupert, initiative.
9.
Remy, initiative.
17 for Remy.
17. Okay, bear with me one sec. Sorry, I should set this up. Didn't really think about doing this until literally just now. You guys, you're coming with me.
I think you still get your pluses, Alan, even if your initiative is a natural one.
Oh, fair. Yeah, he's on a 4. He's all right. Right. I'm only putting these guys on so I can add them to the turn order, all right? So they are not going to be featured on your map. Ooh, I brought in.
As we see him scamper off, Rupert's just going to call out, guys, if we get separated here, is he aiming to catch them or just to follow them? Or do we want to stop them?
I would think just tail them, maybe, find out where they are going. I fear a fight with three of them would be potentially deadly.
That's what I was hoping you would say.
Okay, so chase. Each round, a player can move your full movement speed. You are able to take the dash action a number of times equal to 3 plus your constitution modifier. So everyone...
Are you remembering your little fortune tell a second ago as well?
Oh, yeah.
So that's for 1d4 rounds as a bonus action, right, Rupert?
Yep, and I've got 4 dash actions with my 3 plus combo.
So it's a good idea to keep on top of your dash actions. So that is the amount of times you can dash as part of a chase. So say, for example, Rupert is 4, so that's his standard 3. Plus 1 his constitution modifier that gives him 4 total dashes in this chase. If he chooses to take an additional dash over that 4, you make a constitution saving throw or take a point of exhaustion.
Okay.
So you can go beyond your natural limit and keep fucking pegging it. And just so you're aware, cunning action and second wind to dash again are allowed. Although it does still count towards your maximum dashes that you can do. Does that make sense?
Got it.
So if Remy dashes every single time, he's going to get to a point where he's spent all his con modifiers really quickly, and he's going to start taking points of exhaustion if he's not careful.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Clear as mud. Good. Okay, I've got no idea how this is going to work. Never run a chase before. Let's just give it a go. Okay, so...
looking out ahead of us, we're obviously leaving this very busy dock. How busy does the street ahead look? Does it look like...
Not busy.
Okay.
Okay. So, up first, Avon. What would you
How far ahead are the drow from where Avon's starting off?
They're on the corner of Dock Street. They're about 60 feet ahead.
And are they still moving?
They are moving, yeah. And they will get to act in this round as well, but bear that in mind.
Okay, Avon is going to run 30 feet. If I run 30 feet, then they're 30 feet away. If I did a dash, then I'd catch up to them, wouldn't I?
Yes.
So I'm only going to do the movement. And then would it be allowed to prepare an action to take the dash action? Or does that count as using...
No, I mean, you got to use it. Like, there aren't really any reactions in a chase, I don't think.
Okay. I'll just do the 30 feet then to keep up with them, but not draw too close.
Okay. Next up is Remy. So, what are you doing?
Plowing through the crowd.
I think Remy is going to, just as Avon stops, maybe, like... you know, imagine like probably here somewhere halfway up the street, I think Remy will come up beside her and just look upon the drow and just see if they're maybe moving left or right. Are they going to take a right down Dock Street? Are they going to go left up towards, you know, Sale Street up north, or carry on up Waste Road?
Okay.
Okay.
Up next are the drow. Well, one of the drow. First drow is going to take a right down towards Dock Street. And he's going to move his full movement. And he's seen you guys, and you've seen them starting to peg it.
I think Dimple just runs as far as he can. That's 25 feet. So it's not very substantial.
I'm going to round you up to 30 feet because my little tracker doesn't have 5 feet. So well done. You get an extra 5 feet of movement in this.
Nice.
Okay, so you're up to 30 feet. You're with Avon and Remy, 30 feet. And one of the drow has sprint away and the other two are just reacting. Anything else from you, Dimple?
Are they within 30 feet of us? Two of them are,
yeah.
Okie pokey. Can Dimple stop in his tracks and maybe cast a spell? He would like to cast on one of the creatures, Hideous Laughter, to try and knock them prone.
Nice idea. Hideous Laughter is a wisdom save.
Yes, please.
The one that's running, or one of the two?
Okay, so just to keep the momentum going, you cast it on one of them. They got 14 on the dice, so that's going to be a 15. So they make the save, so they are able to shrug off your hideous laughter. Okay, up next is the second drow. The second drow is going to run up with the first drow down Dock Street. So they're all pegging it here, and bear in mind that these actions are all taking place simultaneously, so they're all like running together, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So they all peg it down Dock Street. But Rupert, you're up next.
Rupert is going to activate his speed ability as a bonus action for 4 rounds. Get in. And with this new sprightliness, he is going to take off and try and cut the corner to here, say, with his 60 feet move action.
Okay, roll me a perception check to see if you can see what way they're turning.
Oh, did I not see them turn right, is he?
Yeah, fuck it, you might have done. Okay, yeah, that's fine. Yeah. Okay, so you're going to try and cut the corner. Okay, so Rupert's going to move his 60 feet up.
Okay, so can I see them from here, from where I get to?
Yes, you can see two drow that are about 20 feet ahead of you and one which is about even where you are.
Okay, the one
so
that's
like, about... as you're running through the gap between the shops, you can see them directly ahead. But the two have dashed off and they're almost moving around the corner.
Okay, so the one that's like dead ahead of me, I'm going to send off a ray of frost at him.
Nice, okay.
Don't worry, natural four. So that is a 10.
10 is going to miss, unfortunately. Okay.
An icicle shape goes like doof on the house the other side of him as it just misses.
Okay, but you are moving even with the one at the back, but he manages to just duck out the way of this ray of frost, and he comes sprinting up and he's going to join his other guys.
Cool.
Okay, so they are going to get to the corner here, and Alan, you're up.
Okay, cool. So Alan is going to use his second charge of wild shape for the day, and he's going to use his bonus action to transform himself into a dire wolf.
Okay.
And as he does this, sort of erupting out of his body, do you know what I mean, into a dire wolf, his speed increasing as he peels around the corner. How are we measuring this? Sorry?
Yeah, I'm measuring it. I've got a little tracker here. So if you tell me how far you can go, I'll tell you how far you, where, how close you are.
Cool. Well, my speed is 50 feet.
Okay, so you're 40 feet away from them at the moment.
Okay, cool. And then can I use my regular action to dash to bring myself right up next to the one at the back?
Yeah, so you can use your dash action, and you are only 40 feet from all of them. They're all even keel with each other at the moment. So you can move up next to them with that if you'd like.
Oh, I mean, could I even just pop myself just in front of them, almost skirt around them and growl?
Definitely you can. So I'll let you move your entire 100 foot movement. So this direwolf comes bounding down the street past the direwolf, and like a big cloud of dust is kicked up as he does a bit of a handbrake turn in the middle of the street and gnarls his teeth at them. Nice. Okay, Avon, you're up. You've just seen Alana the direwolf sprint down the street away from you. You are currently 30 to, you're 60 feet behind them at the moment.
I would like to do movement and then dash action to catch up with them and sort of block them off. So if Alan's got them from one side, I want to catch them from the other side. Oh, what have I done? She's running the 60 feet to catch up with them. She's realizing her sword is probably still in Dimple's bag. So she's going to pull out the hand axe and bear the blunt side at them.
Okay, nice. Can you remember what your initiative was? It was higher than Remy's, wasn't it?
It was 19.
19, thank you very much. That's very helpful. Okay, so where are you moving up to? Sorry, Avon, are you moving up to neck and neck with them or beyond them?
Yeah, neck beyond and neck. Them?
Neck and neck. Okay,
no, neck
so
neck.
Like, so you're all like sprinting down the street together, and you're sort of like side by side with these guys for a second. Okay, Remy, you're up. What are you going to do?
Okay, Remy's seeing Avon sprint around this corner. He's going to also follow Alan and try and cut off, and Rupert and try and cut off through these little kind of structures on the edge of the dock here. I'm going to use. I mean, how far is it to Alan? If I use my dash, can I make it to him? Because I will use cunning action if I need to.
So it's between you and Alan is 60 feet.
Cool, yeah, he's just going to use his dash action then to make it up to, you know, right next to Alan, so we can kind of bolster the ranks to stop them moving further down, south down Dock Street.
Okay, nice. Okay, so everyone keeping on top of their, you know, the actions that are using dash, yeah? Because it's, you get constitution modifier plus, sorry, 3 plus your constitution modifier, so just please keep on top of that because I can't do it.
Yeah.
Okay, so Remy, you sprint past and you're neck and neck with Alan, you know, sort of staring these guys down, and you see the first drow is going to take a left and he's going to duck into an alleyway between two buildings into this alleyway behind. So he nips between a couple of buildings and goes into the alleyway that sort of runs parallel to the Dock Street and Fish Street. So he runs directly through there. Can you roll me a perception check, please?
Remy?
Remy and Alan and Avon. Oh, sorry, and Rupert as well.
Oh, that's a natty 20, boy. 23.
Nice. 21 for Rupert.
Is that perception?
Yes, please. And remember that whoever has disadvantage on perception rolls with disadvantage.
Yeah, so that's 13 plus 1, so that's 14.
Okay, so you guys all see, you see this drow sprint through the gap in beneath the, between the shops here, and he runs into a marketplace that's full of, you know, warehouses, buildings. There's small businesses that are sort of operating, selling food. So he's running through a crowd of people, but you guys all manage to keep on top of him. Dimple, you're up.
Very quickly, was Dimple actually here upside by Avon? And
Dimple, you are 30 feet along at the moment. So you are in control of where you move.
Yeah, so Dimple would like to move an additional 30 feet, which would take him to, like, here, maybe?
Yeah, so, I mean, the map is arbitrary at the moment. I'm tracking your distance on a little spreadsheet that I've put together. So, you know, move yourself wherever you want to, really.
Okay, so Dimple's going to stay at the corner's edge, and he is going to cast Bardic Inspiration on Avon from the distance, just a quiet little melody to raise her spirits.
Okay, so
it's an inspiration dice there, Ree.
Very, very nice. Okay, so
six, nice.
Dimple and Rupert are both at 60 feet and go in different locations on this street. And Avon, is it D8 at this level? Nope, sorry. Sorry.
No, okay. Change it to level 5. But thanks for asking.
Okay, second drow is going to nip between the alleyway to follow his friend, and you see that he is going to try and dash away from you guys as quickly as he can. So he is going to move his entire movement, take the dash action, and one of his trackers is done. And he runs into this sort of like this crowded street with like businesses and like a market that's been set up, and he begins running. Across towards Fish Street. With your perception checks, you saw him. He's running across towards Fish Street. Okay, Rupert, you're up.
Can Rupert, seeing that they're heading towards Fish Street, he would like to sort almost double back and run to Dimple, and can he scoop Dimple up on his way?
Dimple is willing.
If you're going to be carrying Dimple, you're going to be moving at half speed.
That's cool, because I've still got 60 feet around, so that puts me down to 30 feet.
Did you roll a d4?
Yes, I've got 4 on my d4.
Oh, you motherfucker. Okay, nice work. Okay, so you're gonna pick up Dimple.
And then use the rest of my action to get to, like, the crossroadsy bit here at the end of Fish Street with Dimple, like a rugby ball under my arm.
Yeah, you can. Okay, so how far have you moved then in that stage? Your full movement.
I'm saying dash up. That's a dash, 30 feet for me to Dimple, and then another 30 feet Dimple to the crossroads.
Yeah, happy with that. Okay, so you're up to 120 feet. Okay, fine. So you and Dimple are both on the corner there. All future movements will be made with half speed as you're carrying Dimple, right?
I'll use one dash. Cool.
Okay, up next is the third drow, and they are going to dip into this alleyway as well, and they are going to run through all the sort of market stalls and, you know, the fisher folk and the warehouses, and they are going to use their full movement, including their dash, to get away from you guys as quick as possible. Okay, so, Alan, you're up next.
Okay, have I still got one in front of me?
Sorry, I should have updated that. They're all through on this Fish Street bit, right? Or through the little...
Yeah, two of them are much further ahead than the other. But yes, you're correct. So they're moving towards Fish Street.
Now, I apologise because I should have asked this before, but we didn't get attacks of opportunity from them running away from us, did we?
No, because it's all like happening at once. Like, they sort of like see you sprint past them, you snarl, and they take a darting left down into this alleyway between where all these warehouses and stuff are.
Okay, cool. Well then, yeah, how far would it take for Alan to again put himself in front of them on Fish Street, sort of blocking off the street?
Okay, so on Fish Street, you would need to move. So the two guys that are ahead are 50 feet ahead of you at the moment.
So I have 50 feet, so I wouldn't be able to get the other side of them quite.
No, you wouldn't. You'd be sort of parallel with them.
Okay, well, I think I'm gonna do that. I think Alan is just gonna hot tail chase the two with his regular movement. Nice. And then, am I able to use an action for anything?
Yeah, you've used your normal movement then.
Close and next to them.
You can.
Okay. Well, then I would like to attack as the direwolf.
No grapple.
With a nat 1 on my swing.
Okay.
Oh my
God. I'm not going to roll the D100. You fall prone.
Jesus. Okay. Yeah. Nothing I can do about that, is there?
We'll come back to Remy, you're up.
Okay. I think following Alan, Remy's going to chase this drow that's at the back here. How far away is he from me? The guy at the rear?
The guy at the back is 30 feet ahead of you.
Okay.
Sorry, 20 feet. No, yeah, 20 feet ahead of you.
20 feet ahead of me. Okay, Remy would like to run up and he's just going to make like a fucking spear tackle at this guy and just try and grapple him.
Okay. Make a strength check.
Come on, baby! It's an 8 plus a nothing. 8.
Okay, that's a 17. Remy, you are prone as you try to spear tackle this guy. And he hands you off and you fall to the floor.
Okay.
Okay, roll me a perception check, please, Avon.
I got a 11 plus a 1, so I got a 12.
Okay, you just managed to see the drow that's hanging around at the back. Yeah, you can see that they've moved into this alleyway between Fifth Street and Dock Street there, yeah.
Okay, I would like to... So how many feet ahead is the one that I can see?
30 feet ahead.
30 feet. So I'd like to take the 30 feet and then do a action surge, which is my one daily action surge, to make an attack.
Okay, sure.
Wait, do I need to do that? No. I'm so dumb. It was my movement and just my normal attack, not my action surge.
Yeah, I'm down
that. Sorry, I'm so thick. I've got an inspiration and I'm also going to do a superiority die to attempt to make it a trip attack.
Nice.
So I'm going to lash out with the hand axe towards the drow's legs. That's 21 to hit.
21 hits.
Nice. So I'll do the damage for that real quick and then I'll do the trip attack. So that's 5 damage. And I add the superiority die to the dice's damage roll, which is a d8, which is the pointy looking one, I think. Yeah, that's a d8.
Yeah.
That's an extra 2.
Okay.
And
I need to make a save, don't I?
A strength saving throw against 13.
Can I give you use my inspiration to give you disadvantage on that roll, please?
Whoa!
Big Joe,
this guy's getting slammed. I'm happy.
Natural 1 on the disadvantage.
Avon
manages to just wrap her hand axe around this drow and just catch one of his feet and he goes flat onto his ass.
Oh, I love it.
And can I see the other two drow who are further ahead at this point?
Not with, I think you rolled an 11 or a 12. You can see the one at the back, you can't see the two ahead.
Okay. Are any of my allies about next to me? Yeah,
I'm lying on the floor. Next to the front.
Yeah, so next to you've got Remy, who's prone, and you've got Alan, who is a bit further ahead of you. He's 20, 30 feet ahead of you.
And also prone.
And also prone.
Oh my god, these boys. In that case, I'd like to do my action surge and try to tie this drow up with some ropes that I rip out of my pocket. In my bag, my little backpack.
You're gonna have to roll a pretty heavy sleight of hand check if you're gonna use a hand axe to make a trip attack and then pull your rope out and then tie them up in one turn. I think you might be pushing the boundaries there a little bit.
Okay, I'll roll a thingy. Okay, I'll use the pink one. Ooh, that's 13?
13's not going to do it, unfortunately. You can't tie him up.
Okay, in that case, I'll just kneel on his back.
Okay, you tried to tie him up. I'm going to take that as your first action. You're not pinning him as well.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay, all right, that's a lot of actions in one go. That's your action surge use. Okay.
I dash, I trip, I tie, yep. I kneel on.
Okay, so this guy is going to use half his movement to stand up from the ropes, and he is going to use his first constitution point to make a dash action. So he's going to move 45 feet.
Would I get that opportunity?
Yeah.
Or not? Okay. That's a 10.
Okay, so you miss with a 10. Imagine that as you're like trying to fiddle with the ropes, you can't quite get your slice away quick enough. Okay, but you see this drow get up, and he's overtaken the other two drow and Alan, who's on the floor, and he is running up Fish Street now. Dimple, you're up.
This way?
Yes, that way.
Cool.
Good guess.
Dimple, you're up. Towards us. Nice.
Oh, sick. Right, yeah, I was going to say, could I hold an action because I'm in the arms of a Rupert? But since this guy is coming towards us, I'd like to slam him with a bit of cutting words.
Okay.
To be fair, I say slam him. Vicious. Oh, it's cutting words, but it's a reaction. I need to, like, he needs to do something first.
Okay,
Because it's, like, distracting.
Right, okay, I see what
it's
you
like,
mean.
Wait, inspiration.
Yeah, I would save that.
Yeah, so I'll just hurl out a vicious mockery at him. See if that hits.
He makes the save.
What? Doesn't get hit with my 3 points of psychic damage? Never mind.
You tell him, Dimple.
Yeah, you drow head. Go back to the Underdark.
Okay, so up next is the second drow, who is going to sprint away from the jaws of Alan, who's just fallen flat on his ass, and he's going to use his second constitution modifier to move his full 60 feet. And you see that he enters into this alleyway here towards Picklock Alley. You can see that. So he runs towards Picklock Alley. And he's used his second, so make a note of that. Up next is Rupert.
How far from Picklock Alley are me and Dimple?
Rupert and Dimple are currently 130... because you move around, you're probably going to be about 40 feet.
40 feet, okay. So Rupert will dash to get into the sort of opening of Picklock Alley.
Okay, so bear in mind your movement speed is half because you're carrying Dimple, yeah?
And it's doubled because of the haste thingy. So 60 feet. I've got 60 feet movement, so I can get up into the entrance to this alley.
Yeah.
And then you're going to hear him. He's going to call out in an attempt to stop these drow in their tracks. He's going to call out, Ordel Hion Al Reza, which is... The elves beneath will rise in
underground. Oh, nice shoes. Inspo dice. Pick mine.
Because that's the only phrase he knows is the one he read on the side of the boat.
Very nice. Like that a lot.
And maybe an intimidation? Use that as an intimidation?
And Dimple assist. You must
unless,
be intimidated.
Unless there's something more suitable. I don't know.
How many actions can we have per turn, George? Stack them up, baby.
Yeah, I think you can do an intimidation check.
Okay.
I'm big and I know your language.
16.
Yeah, it's not gonna cut it.
Okay. Can Dimple not assist? As he is.
You are a rugby ball underneath Rupert's arm, trying to talk shit to these drow as they're running through the street, but failing. Yeah. I'm going with
angry ball.
Intimidating right now.
Okay. I mean that's your call.
Okay. Final drow is up and he is going to use his full movement to dash away, and he is now even with his pal in this alleyway that is parallel to Picklock Alley. So Rupert and Dimple, you just see them dash into an alleyway in front of you. Okay,
did
Alan, you're
right. Did they react at all when I called that out?
No, they didn't.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay, so Alan, half his movement to stand up. And then how far away is he from the closest drow?
You are currently 15 feet.
Okay, cool. I think, he's going to put himself... Can I put myself then just in front of that drow and, like, in between him and the other ones?
Yeah.
So I'll put it there objectively for the moment. And he'll turn and fight, and he's going to take a swing on this one at the back again and try and pin him down.
Okay, sure.
Oh, with the 24. Oh,
24 is a hit. Nice. Yeah. Drow 1 is getting his fucking ass kicked.
Right, yeah, cool. So I just got to double check my moves. That's 2d6 plus 3. And then you need to hit me with a strength saving throw, George.
Sorry, what was the damage on that? Fucking hell.
Ooh. 12 points of damage.
Fuck around with a dire wolf. That's a lesson learned. Strength saving throw. Oh, coming out of the box. That's a natural 17 for him. I'm assuming that.
Very nice. Yeah, so, you know, as the wolf bites his way around his ankles, I imagine, trying to pierce him, sort of pin him down, you know, this drow, fleet-footed, manages to spring the leg out of his mouth.
Yeah.
But not without taking a decent gash on the way.
Absolutely.
Through.
Absolutely. I love it when you do the description for me, Alan. It means I can think about other things. like that a lot. Thank you. Avon, you're up.
How much movement would it be to catch up with the drow?
Okay, so he moved. At the moment, it's only 40 feet.
Okay, I would like to do movement and another dash.
Sorry, no, you're miles behind, aren't you? Yeah, sorry, it's more than that. It is... 120 to 210, it's 90 feet.
Oh boy, okay, so I'm gonna do movement, which is 30. It's only gonna be a movement and one dash because I've already used my second whatever.
To be fair, that guy you hit with a hand axe is only 50 feet in front of you.
Okay, so I'll move. So I'll move 60.
Okay, you're going to move 60 feet. Okay, so you're now in line with Rupert and Dimple and Alarm. Mm-hmm. Fucking hell. Yeah. And you guys are all like huddling round this. Sorry, go on, tell me what you're going to do.
I'm just going to shout to the others. We need to bring them down.
Okay. Up next is Remy Eclairs.
Remy Eclairs is going to... sprint, well, dash. How far am I from, let's say, this junction of this site?
Okay, so
Rock Alley?
Yeah, so you're quite far behind at the moment, Remy. You are 110 feet behind at the moment.
Okay.
And so you're prone, right?
Yeah. So I need to use half my movement, and then I've got 15. If I dashed, that's another
30.
Yeah, 30. So it'd be 45. Plus, if he's my cunning action, another 30 on top of that. 75. I don't even.
I'll round you up to 80 for that.
Okay. Can I make
which
it?
Would lead you,
can I make
which
it in front
would lead
of
you,
this drow?
You would make it in front of that drow.
So what I want to do, I've got a bag of ball bearings, and I think Remy wants to just. Upend this bag onto the floor.
Have you not just used your action to dash?
Yes, so forget about that. He will just join Avon, I think, at the back of this bag.
Okay, cool. Right, up next is Drow number one, who is surrounded by you guys. He is going to take a shot. He's going to pull out his pistol and he's going to take a shot at Rupert.
Oh,
but before he can, Dimple would like to use his cutting words to tell him that he's not even that good of a name.
Okay. So cutting words. I have to roll a d6 to minus it from this, right?
You're going to need that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know.
Right.
I know.
So he's going to pull out his gun and just go, bang, shoot at Rupert. Okay, so that is... I think that's going to be a hit. It's a natural 18, even with a minus 6 on the Bardic Inspiration.
AC 11, you're good. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So he pulls out a shot and he just fires one shot off at Rupert. And he is going to do... That's a lot, man. It's a lot.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so he does 7 points of piercing damage plus 11 points of poison damage.
Impel rolls out of Rupert's arms as he goes down.
Oh, no.
The drow is going to use the rest of his movement to get up with his pals. That he's seen as he's entered into this alleyway here, so adjacent to Picklock Alley, he's noticed that there's a stack of crates next to a shop, and he is going to try and climb the shop, climb the crates onto the roof. After just shooting, he fails the climb check, and he sort of stumbles to the floor, but he's not prone. But he didn't get up onto the roof. But you could see that he was like maybe trying to escape up onto the roof and Picklock Alley. Falls. But lands on his feet. Dimple, you're up.
Tumbling to the ground, Dimple turns to Rupert and casts Healing Word to try and bring his pal back up.
Okay. 5 points of healing on the Healing Word.
Rupert's eyes snap back open as he's laying on the floor, breathing heavily.
You okay, buddy?
Yes. You may have to go on without me. I think you'll be faster. But you need to let an old man recover. That was quite a hit.
And I think Dimple's then going to take out his crossbow, slight crossbow.
Okay.
And can he get it off during this, or would we say not?
Is Healing Word a bonus action or an action?
It is a bonus action.
Yes, you can fire a shot then in that case. However, they are moving around the corner. They are all around the corner, so you might need to move if you're going to get up and shoot at them.
I would like to chase after the one that attacked my dear friend.
Okay.
Hot shot, if I'm able.
So how far are you going to move? Your full movement?
If I need to.
Okay,
yes,
so you only
please.
Need to move 20... you need to move your full movement, but you can get up into range and see them without any cover. So you're going to shoot the first one, yeah?
Yeah.
The guy that shot at Rupert.
So 9.
Okay, 9 is just going to miss. So you can see like a crossbow bolt go toing and stick into one of these crates right next to where the drow just tried to climb up onto the roof.
Damn you!
Okay, up next is the second drow, and he is going to use his movement to run to the end of, well, as far as he can towards the end of the alleyway. 1, 2, 3, 30 feet. No, he's going to run the whole 60 feet. 1, 2, 3. And he is going to use his third constitution. So he is now 60 feet away from Dimple and 90 feet away from the rest of you guys. Rupert, you are on the floor, prone, but you are alive.
So, like a starter out of the blocks, with his last round of 60 feet of movement, Rupert is just going to fucking pounce after the guy that shot him. He'll use half his movement to get up, which gives him another 30 feet. Can he get to a point where he can see the guy that shot him in 30 feet?
Yeah, you can. You're like right next to him. You're within melee range. So like he's like sort of scrambling around by these crates. Maybe he's got his foot stuck in one of these crates he's trying to climb up on top of this building with, and you're able to sort of just peg it towards him.
And he's just going to say, "Oh, not so fast, boy." And then he's going to fire off another ray of frost at him. Use my inspiration dice. Ooh, that's good. That is an 18.
18's a hit. Yeah.
Sweet. D8, I think, on that. So 2 points of damage, but his speed is reduced by 10 feet.
OK. Okay, so remind me of that. I'll put cold on this. Cold. Yeah. Okay, cool. So it's minus 10 feet. You only move 20 feet next round. Okay, very nice, Rupert. Up next is the third drow. The third drow is going to move not all of their movement. So he's going to move his 30 feet, but not his dash movement. And he's going to turn round and seeing Dimple in the alleyway behind him. Just going to level a shot in.
Nice. Typical.
Okay, that's going to be a 21 to hit.
Well, I'll have you know that absolutely bangs Dimple out.
Okay.
Would I be within 5 feet of Dimple?
Let me tell you. No, you're not within 5 feet of Dimple.
Okay.
You are 30 feet behind Dimple at the moment. So that is going to be 14 points of piercing damage plus 11 points of poison damage.
Starting to wonder whether chasing the drows is a good idea.
So down. He's on. He had 18 full HP and he's just banged him out. So yeah, Dimple's down, guys.
Okay. Alan, so that guy has moved another 30 feet away from you guys. Alan, you are up. You are currently 30 feet behind one of the drow. You're currently 60 feet behind the second and 90 feet behind the third.
I think having seen his teammates taking a good old licking, the closest drow is the weakest drow, right?
Yeah.
I think at this point, Alan is going to try one last time to attack and pin this closest drow, hopefully either finishing him or capturing him, but you know, not going after the other two. I think he's kind of thinking, let's get this back one and let the other two escape. Maybe we can capture one for questioning or something.
Okay, so you moved 30 feet up to be in melee range with the drow. So, like, imagine everyone's moving at once, yeah? So, like, these drow just, like, turning around and firing shots behind their back, like, over their shoulder. Like, before they run around the corner, they're just, like, leaning out and just taking a shot. And Alan the direwolf is running through these narrow alleyways. Like, people, like, moving out of the way, like, dashing away from the wolf. Yeah, make a melee attack.
Yeah, and I think, you know, one last effort, he's going to get round him as well. If he was only 30 feet, he can get around the other side of him and face him down, and he's going to, you know, block off the alley and one last time try and bite and pin him. That's a 16.
16's going to miss, unfortunately. I think in your hesitation to get your positioning right, you come in and try and bite, and the drow's read it, and he just manages to sidestep, a little shimmy, a little juke, and ducks out the way. Maybe he puts one of the passing pedestrians in front of him and uses him as a meat shield, and Alan sort of hesitates before he makes his final bite. Anything else from you, Alan?
No, that will be it from me for the turn.
Okay, Avon, you're up. You're 30 feet behind. 30 feet behind the black drow. Yeah, the Alan is up and close to.
Okay, I'll use my movement to move up to the drow who's pulling up the rear.
Okay, so that's 30 feet. You are now in the melee range.
I will hit him with my hand axe and aim for the back of the neck to go for like a knockout blow.
Okay, so they've got quite. You're not going to be able to knock them out, I'll just tell you.
Okay. fair enough. Would I be able to do a trip attack and try and do a grapple with it, or?
One or the other.
Okay, fair enough.
Because your trip attack is part of your attack action, isn't it? Which is, you know, your sword attack.
Right. Is Remy within range?
Remy is 30 feet behind you at the moment.
30 feet. That's... Is he prone or is he stood?
Stood.
Okay, so I'll go for the trip attack. So I'll do a hand axe attack, which is 17 to hit.
17's going to miss. It comes off his shield. Comes off his shield.
Oh, bitch. fuck me. Okay.
This is dire, lads.
That's it then. We're not doing great.
Okay, maybe Remy Leclerc is going to turn the tide of battle. You're 30 feet away from this drow, Remy.
Okay, I think what Remy is going to do is he's going to sprint up to the corner and casting over Alan's shoulder and over this drow to kind of almost block off the exit way to this left little alleyway. I mean, I'm just looking at this on the map, obviously, with a bit of thing in mind now. He wants to stop this drow going any further down the alley, and he's going to cast Silent Image. You create the image of an object, a creature, or some other visible phenomenon that is no larger than a 15-foot cube. So I think he's going to cast the image of maybe like 4 or 5 City Watch guards that stand there.
Is it a single image?
So... it is the image of an object, a creature, or some other visible phenomenon. I mean, I'm happy to just cast a single image if...
Yeah, okay, so you could do a City Watch, yeah, sure.
If it's just going to be one guard, I'll cast the image of something else to shit.
Maybe like a market stall or something? Like a wheeled market purveyor thing?
I think I would like to cast it to cause fear, and maybe he casts something like a troll there, so like something
okay.
massive.
All right. 15,
what about a griffin?
Nice. Oh, yeah, what? Yeah, Griffin Cavalry.
Oh, sick.
Okay, that's a good all right. So,
could I cast
so you're
going
to cast
is that?
That,
is right. that? Is that doable?
And you want to... Yeah, that's doable. Okay, so... All right, roll me an intimidation check.
Okay. What's my intimidation? That's 2. It's 15.
15 beats, yeah. This cavalry suddenly sits there and, you know, like just as he's running around the corner, like he makes eyes with it, and maybe you make the griffin like snap its beak forward and like he jumps back and he's like heavily breathing, like can't believe what he's seeing. Is that your turn, Remy?
I think maybe...
You didn't move.
I mean, I think I was back here with Avon, so I would have used like 30 feet to get to the corner of the alley.
Yeah, okay, so you're 30 feet.
Is that right?
All of you are exactly the same. You're all at 210 feet, which is just fucking mad after 3 or 4 rounds, but you're all at 210 feet.
Okay. Sweet. I think Remy, maybe seeing that his friends have covered this alley that we've come down from, he's going to use his cunning action to move further up the alley to try and block off this other kind of more northern entrance into Picklock Alley. So if this guy decides to dash that way, like hopefully he could attack or, you know, stop him going further and escaping us.
Sure. Okay. Up next is this first drow who is cold. He's frozen. He's got -10 to his movement speed. What he's going to do is he's going to cast Levitate on himself to get out the jaws of both the griffin and the Alan, and he's going to rise up onto the shops right next to him. Can all of you who are in that alleyway make me a perception check, please?
Yeah.
Good one.
15.
8.
18 with disadvantage.
Nice.
7.
Okay, he rolled a 19 and he disappears out of sight.
God damn.
Fuck. Okay.
Oh boy.
Okay. Need some big rolls from you guys if you're going to catch these guys. Up next is Dimply Hoggly Bot.
That's a 12.
Oh, you're down. Yeah, completely forgot about that.
I'm down. I'm hurting.
Okay, so one successful death save from Dimple. Okay, up next is Drow number 2. And Drow number 2 is the furthest one ahead, and he is going to sprint all of his movement. Can all of you roll me a 60... What would that be? 2, 3, 30. Can all of you roll me a perception check, please, to see if you can see where he's gone?
Sure. I'm
15.
Being sarcastic.
12
for Remy. 13. Oh, fuck's sake. Disadvantage is such a bitch. I've got a 10.
Oh, that's 26. Could have been a
20, though.
What's the highest?
Maybe a 15 from Rupert.
Yeah. He melts away into the streets beyond.
He's gone.
He's gone. But there is still a drow in the street. One has disappeared onto the rooftops above, but Rupert, very clearly sprinting down this alleyway close to Picklock Alley, you can see this guy. He's bustling through like other like merchants and things, but just as you lock on him, he like enters into a bit of a clear space. What do you do?
How far away from me is he?
30 feet.
Okay, so yeah, fully exhausted, with his last dash action, Rupert is going to run past him. And as he does so, he's going to reach under his hat, pull out a beetle, and what sort of armour is this guy wearing? He wants to deposit Patrice.
Studded leather and a shield.
He wants to try and deposit Patrice on the drow.
Okay, I love it loads. Okay, so you're running the full 60 feet past him, right?
Yeah, and I want to just kind of like shoulder barge him as I go, maybe, to like knock him out of his stride.
Okay, so you see this massive bugbear, still a bit fluffy from, you know, where he got out of the water earlier, sprinting down the alleyway. Can you make me a slap hand check, please?
Come on, need a big roll. Crack guy. Oh no, that's not a good roll.
Oh no.
Sleight of hand is a plus one for a four.
Oh.
Whoa. But like, how is it? Just hear me out, because I'm dead. So just hear me out. Surely when he's shoulder barging, there's not like a degree of skill in that. He is literally just like palming a bug.
Yeah, okay. So the way that that worked is the drow was aware that you've tried to plant something on him.
Yeah. As I barge him, I'm a little bit too aggressive, and I actually knock Patrice out of my hand. But can she take flight as a beetle?
Roll me a d4. 1, 2, yes. 3, 4, no.
Love it. 3. Fuck.
Dice.
Why is everything in this game?
Oh man.
Oh, fuck. Okay, is that the end of Rupert's turn?
Unfortunately, it is, yeah.
So you see Patrice just tumble in a little bug form.
Such a good idea, though. Like, if I had more inspiration dice to give you, I would. Like, such a good idea.
I've used everything up. I've got nothing left, so that's me.
I'm dry.
Okay, the last drow who Rupert just nudged, he is going to... How far behind is he? He's quite far behind. Yeah, he's going to run up and he's going to take a shot just as he turns the corner here. He's going to take a shot at Alan. Bang! At the direwolf. Ooh. That's not a good roll. It's going to be 15?
A 15 hit, yes.
Okay, so you're going to take 5 points of piercing damage and you're going to take 16 points of poison damage.
Oh!
Bang! He fires his shot off and begins sprinting around the corner. But Alan, you can answer. In taking that shot, he's been foolish enough to give you guys an opening.
Okay, right. Sorry, how much? That was 21 points of damage. That puts me down to.
Yes, it was.
16. Cool. How far behind him am I?
You are currently. 80 feet behind. Sorry, 90 feet behind him.
Okay, I'm going to have to use my action to dash and place myself on the other side of him.
You chalk that one up, Ted.
Yeah, that's my second dash that I've used.
To be fair, you guys had him sort of cornered there. You can take an attack of opportunity for when he ran away from you just now.
Can you grab him as an attack of opportunity?
No, well, I don't think so.
I'd be happy to sort of say that right now I'm, as he took that and he hesitated, now I'm ready to sort of take an arrow. But oh, to be fair, shall I take one for before? It's just that if I hit...
Yeah, take it for before.
Okay. to hit. And now you need to roll me a strength check to see if he's grappled, but at the end of the day, we'll say that takes place here if you fail.
Yeah, okay, I'm happy with that. I like that ruling. That is... So, how much damage does he take? 13.
13 points.
Has Alan just brought this back?
Five
on the strength
in Alan. So what is he, grappled or is he prone?
Yeah, he's grappled. Let me just triple check that. No, not prone. Shit. Not prone.
Okay, he's prone. Okay, well, that is interesting. Maybe that's the window you guys needed. Okay, that was the AOO. You can still take your action to attack him if you wanted to. Oh, no, you used your action to move up to him, didn't you?
Yeah, I used my action to charge up. So,
yeah, okay.
I will use my bonus action to cast a level 1 spell slot to heal myself here, though, for 1d8.
Okay, cool. Up next is Avon Francis.
How many feet am I from the last drow?
You are 80 feet away. No, sorry, you're 90 feet away, but he's prone. You're 90 feet away, and he's prone.
I can't get up to him, though. Fuck.
Have you got any range?
I do not. I have zero ranged. So what I'm going to do, knowing that Remy has got ranged weapons and my power dimple is on the floor, I'm going to give up on the chase, I'm going to drop to my knees, and I'm going to do a medicine check on Dimple to try and stabilise him.
Okay, go right ahead.
Okay, who do I pick? Go for this one. I haven't done anything yet. Oh, okay, so that's a 16 plus...
Yep, so it's a DC 10 to stabilise.
Plus one.
So he's no longer...
Oh, so it's 17, so he's stabilised.
He's stable.
Nice work. So, and I'll like Aiden, I'll cradle his little head in my arm.
You beat me to it. Nice work. Yeah. Okay, Remy LeClaire, you are currently also 90 feet behind this guy. He's prone.
Okay. He is prone. If I use dash and my cunning action dash, I can get right up to him.
Okay.
I think Remy is going to do that, but I can't make any other attacks because I'm going to use my action to do so. And he's going to stand next to Alan. And if the guy rushes past us, if he stands and runs past us, he's going to make an opportunity attack.
Okay, sure. So okay, so
I think. Yeah. It doesn't make a
You've
difference.
You've used your action and your bonus action.
Yeah. It doesn't make a difference whether I shoot him now or he takes no AOA.
Okay, up next is Drow on the roof. Gonna make another stealth check. If any of you want to try and roll above a 23 on a perception, be my guess.
It's a natural 20. Could be done. Two.
Nope.
Okay, he is disappeared from sight.
Dimple,
you are now on zero HP. You're stable, but you are not conscious, so you are unable to act at the moment.
Dimple groans. That's all.
Up next is the drow who sprant away. Who knows where to? But Rupert, you are currently 30 feet away from a prone target. The drow sort of like lying almost in the jaws of Alan. Remy, you can see the sort of sprinting up and almost close to him. This is all happening at this junction of Picklock Alley at the end.
Rupert is going to hastily stash his book away in a pocket. He's going to like take his hat in one hand and like cast it aside, and he just wants to fucking body slam this guy. He just wants to jump on him.
Oh!
Okay, so you want to grapple, do you?
Like an American football player.
Yep. Just literally, just all four paws off the ground. He just wants to leap on him.
If you're prone,
I love that you stopped to take off the hat.
Checks.
Mm-hmm. What Joe gets advantage on his attack if he's going to grapple? If it's a grapple.
Prone. Movement is only to crawl. Creature has disadvantage on attack rolls. Attack roll against creature's advantage. No, okay, so it doesn't. It doesn't have a disadvantage, so it's just a straight roll.
But I get advantage on the attack roll, because a grapple is an attack action. Like, is that asking for too much, or...?
Nope, like it. I'm into that. I think that's fair.
I'm pretty sure that's right, yeah.
Okay,
yeah, I think that's good.
Because I've got a +1 to athletics. That's a natural 19, though, for a 30-20. Come on.
So Rupert, just like part of his run, just stows the book away, legging it down the alleyway where Alan's just about to make another swipe. Remy's got his blade drawn, and Rupert just goes, "Get out the way!" and just dives off. Dog piles onto this drow. And drow.
That's got to be at least a cracked rib, right?
Oh, probably. I'm going to feel that in the morning.
So drow 3 is prone. He's grappled.
Boy, oi.
Come on, come on.
Okay, he is going to use his action to try and break the grapple.
Do I roll? I roll again, don't I?
Yep.
Yeah, they're contested.
So, just to confirm before you say anything, the DC is what you roll, okay? So the DC for the grapple to break the grapple is what you roll, which means if it meets, it beats. So if I meet you, I beat you. Okay?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to matter. I got a 10.
I got a 9.
Oh!
Yes!
Yes, yes,
so
yes.
He is prone.
Stop wriggling, boys! Stop wriggling!
Rupert, the big bugbear arm, just wrapping him up.
How do you like this bear hug?
Alan, you're up.
Okay. I mean, I think I'm just going to attack again. I don't really think there's much else I can do. He's still prone and he's still grappled, right?
Yep.
So, yeah, I don't believe I can sort of restrain him much more than this. So I'm just going to try weaken him as much as I can. And I'm imagining that sort of Rupert is... has him pinned, but it was like I still had bite on his leg, so now his two little legs are poking out, which is what I'm going to be biting at and trying to maim.
Okay.
Wow. I tell you what, is it possible to add my D10 inspiration to one of these?
Okay, so those both your attacks.
Advantage, so it'd be 9, yeah.
Shit, okay, 9. Yeah, of course you can. Why not? But I'm going to be honest with you, Theo. It's their AC is 18, so you've got to roll full 10 on your inspiration.
Okay. Oh, hey, the 9 will make it. The 9 will make it.
9 or 10.
Come on.
See ya.
Let's fucking go.
Yeah!
I love that.
Dreams do happen. Let's roll a
10. Amazing work. Yeah, that hits, mate. Well done.
And that's been 9 points of damage on his little porky toes sticking out from underneath Rupert here. Even still, I like that, though, because I like to imagine that even whilst crushed by Rupert, this this drow still, like, it, you know, one of his legs, I went for it, and he fucking drew it out the way. Like, he was... It was like he had a sixth sense. Do you know what I mean?
100%.
Just catching it for the 9 points.
Okay, Avon, you're up. You're currently 90 feet behind this guy.
Okay, I'd like to use my action to scoop little Dimps onto my back, piggyback style, and then just use 30 feet of movement just to try and catch up with the boys.
If you're carrying Dimple, it's going to be half movement.
Okay. What if she ties me around her waist like a jumper?
Still carrying.
Okay, fair enough.
I'll round you up to 20 though, because my little tracker doesn't deal with 5 feet.
That's all right. The boys have got it.
Remy,
I've got Dim.
You are within 5 feet of a prone grapple drow. You've got Alan just chewing at his neck. What are you going to do?
Okay, I think Remy pulls a 50-foot length of hempen rope from his backpack, and he would like to tie this drow hands and feet like a spit roast pig.
Okay. Roll me a slight of hand check.
Natural one.
Oh no!
Six?
Oh, no.
Six
to
it?
Come on, though. He's got to get advantage
of
that.
Do you know how...
As you're tying up, You see this, like, his feet on the floor, and you get your rope out, your sack, you just look away for a moment, you see the feet, and you just start wrapping them up, and then halfway through you realise you're wrapping up your own feet. Remy's now grappled. No, Remy, you're just completely fucked managing to tie this guy up.
Fuck's sake, man. Okay.
Yeah.
He tied a bow when it should have been, like, a different kind of knot. It all just came loose.
Okay, then Remy will move him. No, well... No, he will stay where he is.
Okay. Yeah. Dimple, you are unconscious, but not dying.
That's always a plus I've found.
Dimple. You are under the arm of Avon. You were under the arm of Rupert.
Like a sack of shit, I get around. Dimple, grown.
You're under the arm. You're sort of draped over like a cloak.
A rucksack.
Like over the shoulders. Yeah.
Still a sack of shit. He moves on like a little corpse.
Okay, Rupert, you're up.
With his one free hand, Rupert is going to slap his palm onto the forehead of the drow that he's grappling. He is going to say to him, "Where are you running to?" And then he's going to cast Detect Thoughts. And I have a wisdom save, please.
Whoa.
Ten.
Fail.
Ah!
So you're... Whatever's on the surface of his thoughts can be swayed by asking questions. It's written in the title of the spell, in the description of the spell. So I want to say, "Where are you running to?" And then boom, cast.
Where are you running to? Okay, I'm going to roll a dice. Okay. He is thinking. Do you have to speak the language? Is it a language thing, or is it just like an integral thought thing?
I'm just reading through it. It just says, "You initially learn the surface thoughts, what is most in its mind, blah, blah, blah. You can probe deeper, which is where the wisdom save comes in. You gain insight to its reasoning, blah, blah, blah. Questions verbally directed at the target naturally shape the course of its thoughts. It doesn't mention anything about the language that it speaks.
Maybe it's like memories and imagery.
Okay, the way I'm going to rule this is...
There is one sentence that says, if it has an intelligence score of 3 or lower, or doesn't speak any language, it's unaffected. So I would read that as meaning, if it speaks a language, it is affected.
What language are you saying this to the man?
Common is the only thing, because he doesn't know any more undercommon. So just common. Oh, shit, I've got Elvish, actually. I've got Elvish. I think he would have gone Elvish. If undercommon failed to get a reaction, he would have gone Elvish.
Elvish was a good call, because I don't speak common.
Okay.
Ah.
Oh, nice.
And in his brain, surface thought at that moment is to see the open lord.
Oh,
fuck.
Shit.
Oh. All right.
D6 inspo for you, Jay.
Oh, man.
That's such
Thank
a big
you.
Spell. See the open lord, Lariel.
That's it, and I don't know whether do you have to maintain a grapple or by casting.
No, I have to keep trying to break it, basically.
Okay, so in
if
which
I
case,
choose yeah. The grapple maintains unless I try and break it when we do another contested thing, and I think this will be his last try at trying to break this grapple.
Okay, cool. I would get my turn then.
You don't get advantage on this because
no.
You're prone as well at this point. But he's going to try and break the grapple.
DC 19, please.
Oh.
14.
Oh!
And you feel it like wriggling and shaking and writhing and trying to move and squeeze, but it can't get free.
Yeah, I think he's going to hit him now in Elvish. Just like, you're not going anywhere.
Rupert the Bugbear Scholar has got this drow in the
yes.
most comical noogie you've ever seen in your life, just like, you know, maybe like a triangle hold kind of thing, and it just drops its weapon and it acquiesces.
Avon scoops up Rupert's hat on the way over to catch up with the lads.
Okay, so underneath Rupert's strong bugbear arms, you have a drow. Seems to be going after none other than the Open Lord herself.
Laurel Silverhand, if I'm not mistaken.
That is correct.
Is she wrapped up in all of this?
That's very suspicious, isn't it?
Yes, big time.
So,
do we know what race? What race is L'Oreal? L'Oreal?
Yeah, I believe she is an elf.
I think she's an elf as well. I think she's like one of the old elves.
Yeah. Almost deific, you know, like ancient.
Do you want to roll me a knowledge local?
Yeah.
You play the game we're playing on. Should I just give you a
free? Wait, I'm a sucker for that in Zephyr. Oh, I just start telling you shit.
What do we know about?
Oh, yeah, forget about fucking dice in this game. Fuck's sake.
That's 11 for Rupert.
Yeah, it's garbage for 9.
Yeah, 11 for me as well.
9.
Okay.
Sounds like we pretty much covered what we know then. She's an elf.
Yeah.
An elf of some sort.
Maybe. Jigs.
You know that long ago, L'Oreal ruled a kingdom called Stornator and held the title of the Witch Queen of the North.
Oh,
after
my gosh.
That, she led a band of adventurers called the Nine.
Yeah. And it's along the lines of she was a renowned person, isn't it? And her experience and adventures posed value to Waterdeep, isn't it?
Yeah, so
she seems like she's got around, like she's probably been involved in some
she has a reputation for being a formidable, clear-headed wizard with plenty of magic at her disposal. She reluctantly stepped into the vacancy at the request of the Masked Lord after Dagolt Neverember was ousted as the open lord of Waterdeep. And that's all again!
And Dagolt, yeah, we had interactions with his son, didn't we? And
yeah, I hope you know who his son is at this point.
Yeah.
Bloom cool. Blackmar.
Fuck off.
I turn to the boys and I say, perhaps we ought to get this drow somewhere quickly.
Yes, would you relieve him of his magical handbanger? I think we've discovered the potency of that weapon now.
Of course. Holding on to Dimple with one hand, pat down the drow with the other hand, take off anything pointy that he's got on him.
Oh, okay, so Alan is going to revert back into his human form. And I think as everybody sort of, you know, we're tying him up and things like that, Alan is going to kind of take a knee and begin casting the spell Pass Without Trace.
Yes.
You know, in the hope of that we... So... I'd click on this, but I wasn't able to add it to my character sheet correctly, so I'll read it to you. A veil of shadows and silence radiate from me, masking me and my companions from detection. For the duration, each creature I choose within 30 feet, including me, has a +10 bonus to dexterity stealth checks and can't be tracked except by magical means. A creature that receives this bonus leaves behind no tracks or traces of its passage. So, in the hope that we can kind of hide within this alley and emerge, kind of make our way back through the streets towards our residence at the old Trolls Bay Manor.
Are we taking this dude with us?
Is it wise to take him all the way up to the North Ward from the Dock Ward here, or maybe we ought to seek out Captain Staggart since he has a base of operations here in the Dock Ward?
That sounds like a very reasonable idea. The less distance we have to travel with this drow, the better, but we can't just leave him here.
Do we know where Staggart operates from?
Do we know where Staggart operates from?
We got arrested there.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, Jake.
Yeah.
With a mark link.
I have two points though. We do not know if Staggart is back, and we already know that mark link is, well, it seems she is embroiled with the Sea Maiden's Fair. She is up to no good.
I don't quite trust her either. I agree with you.
Do any of you arcane folk have a means of getting in touch with Staggart over distance?
No, I'm afraid not, Avon.
Unfortunately not. And it would be
perhaps
quite...
we had better call for Rupert's cab then.
I'm not sure if I want to bring Philippe into this. It's this is a rather grimy business.
It is concerning.
That is completely fair.
Wherever we go, we have to get out of public.
What time of day is it, George, now that this is all finished?
It's 6 o'clock.
Okay.
It's dark.
We have quite a way to go, though, to... Yes, very far to go now. I'm looking at the map. A long, long way to the Troll's Bane Keep.
Let's have a think, and Alan is going to put his head to it. And his Pass Without Trace spell, it's concentration spell, and it can last for an hour. So do you think that they would be able to make their way across the city to Troll's Bane Keep within the hour?
An hour to walk to the North Ward, do you think?
With a struggling captive all the way.
It's quite a way.
No, you wouldn't. Not within an hour.
Yeah, no, the North Ward is miles away, isn't it? No, sorry. I also hadn't zoomed out and looked myself objectively. Yeah. That is incredibly far, isn't it?
Remy, perhaps you could seek out an abandoned warehouse we might take up in for a few hours.
Yes, quite possibly. There are many within the Dock Ward, someplace we could maybe stash this fellow.
Another possibility. We could maybe make it to Paddington's within the hour, to the east. Your brother.
Yes, we are much closer.
He might be able to help us. But again, I know family business. You don't always want to get it involved.
Yes, that might be the case.
I mean, I would... my mother's house is not too much farther than Paddington's.
Let's not drag any family into this until we know quite what we've just dipped our toes into, I think.
I would very much like to meet Remy's mother, though, so if we could put that one in the calendar, that would be...
We will do this at some point, but yes, you are. I think you are right. If we do not... if this trial ends up...
Remy.
Let's have Remy look
what
for an
time
abandoned
is of
warehouse.
The Oi, do you think you could find one, Remy?
I hope so.
Roll me an investigation check.
Okay.
Oh, either that or we're not far from the sewers, actually. We could take him to the sewers.
I mean, what were you trying to do with this guy? Like, we're just trying to hold on to him for a while? Like,
we need to question him.
Yes, I mean, it's somewhere quiet to do this. I mean, obviously, I can do my investigate. I mean, it's the same as my knowledge local, but would Remy know? Like, am I allowed any sort of bonus in terms of something that Remy would know with being his whole life, 30 odd years in Waterdeep?
You can roll me an investigation or a knowledge local.
Okay, it's the same.
And depending on what you get, will be, yeah, there'll be a reaction, obviously.
Okay, so well, that's fine. Yeah, it's a 14.
Okay, you know that you are not far from the smokehouse. It's a one-story brick smokehouse that is shared by the Fishmongers Fellowship and the Guild of Butchers. You have, in your travels in the Dock Ward, Remy, maybe as when you were a child, you remember this place because the surrounding neighbourhood just constantly smells of curing meat and fish. It just stinks, and it just stands out in your mind, like, oh, this isn't actually too far. And given the fact that it's, you know, part of the Fishmongers Fellowship and the Guild of Butchers, the working day might finish by this point, especially in autumn.
Okay, well, I do know of one place. this smokehouse. It is it's not too far, and I feel we could maybe keep this guy there, and maybe we can perform our interrogation.
Remy, do you think we could get there in 10 minutes walk? Risk 10 minutes?
George, yeah. Do I think... Yes, okay, I think 10 minutes would be ample to reach this place. Follow
Perfect.
Me.
Rupert is going to roll out the portable hole on the floor and then tip the elf into it and scoop it back up and put it over his shoulder like a sack.
Nice.
Nice.
Cool.
Okay, so you guys make your way down Gut Alley.
On the way, I say, Rupert, is there anything you could do for our friend Dimple? He's a bit floppy.
He pats his pockets to look for a healing potion.
Oh.
No, I'm afraid not. I seem to have left my potions back at the tavern.
But, sorry. Yeah, wow.
Alan
is
just
gonna...
unconscious, guys.
Just look at Dimple and go... Oh my goodness, Dimple. I'm so sorry.
Oh, Dimple. We forgot about Dimple.
And he's going to cast Healing Word on Dimple.
Thanks, guys.
Here you are, Dimple.
5 points
Come
of
along.
Healing.
Wake up.
This whole time.
Wake
on
up,
Dimple. I think we've invented a new sport called Dimple Ball. It was
good fun. Next time, somebody just chuck me. It'd be fun.
So you guys make your way down Gut Alley, taking a left onto Red Cloak Lane. You walk past a sign that says Lyra's Alley, and as you get there, Remy, you smell that oh too familiar scent of smoked meat, smoked fish. And you notice that a lot of the houses around this area are abandoned. Nobody wants to live next to this smokehouse. It's just, with the fumes, it's pumping out. But roll me a perception check, Remy, as you're leading them there.
8.
You notice that one or two of the buildings look like they might be occupied nearby this smokehouse.
I would not think too many people in the dock ward would have wagging tongues, but I think with the spell that Alan cast on us, we could stealthily move this gentleman inside one of these abodes.
So you guys come across like a red brick building that has a timber ground floor. Red brick element of it is a rising chimney that goes up into the sky. It's not putting out any fumes at the moment, but you guys can enter, and there's a locked door on the front. It says the old smokehouse.
Remy, without his thieves tools and go to work, try and pop it open.
Okay, what's all of your passive perception, please?
13.
Ooh.
13 as well.
16.
Are you stealthing?
16 or so, yeah.
With Pass Without Trace, we should be stealthing, really, yeah.
For sure.
Mm.
Okay, so how is this happening? What do you look like as you're moving through the streets of the dock wards?
So I like to imagine that Pass Without Trace is kind of... It's a combination of a couple things. It's like... I imagine we all are able to sort of put up a hood with part of our clothing in some form and kind of cover our heads. And... our faces are more shadowed than they usually would be. And also in kind of a similar way to... I forgot now. But essentially, it almost discourages people from looking at you as well. Do you know what I mean? It's a two-sided thing of, one, we look a little bit less noticeable or distinguishable. Do you know what I mean? You'd have to really focus in. And then... for whatever reason, sort of when people look at you, they're disinterested, you know? You come across as just an everyday
sight.
Yeah, so...
In addition to that as well, Avon will be, like, herding the party to be travelling, sort of clinging to the shadows of the buildings and stuff.
Sure. So you're shadow hopping your way through the dock ward. At night, hoods up. This drow, how is he being transported?
he's inside the portable hole, so we've got 10 minutes of breathing room in there.
Nice. Remy, as you begin picking this lock, who's got the highest passive perception? Me and Avon. Avon and Alan. You notice that one of the windows in the nearby dwellings is lit from the inside by a candle. It's being held by a woman with strong arms and a stern face.
Yagra?
And she looks out onto the street in front of her. And she watches. Short of natural 20 on a perception check. She watches as you guys approach this door.
Is it Yagra? Or is it someone unrecognized?
The curtains flicker and you're not able to see.
Sorry, that was quite a leap just from strong arms.
With passive perception, the idea is you're like, oh fuck, I think someone's watching. And you sort of turn around and you sort of see this image of this woman sort of silhouetted in the window with her candle sort of staring at you. And the curtains draw straight away as you look at her.
Sorry, this is like in the adjacent building or something. So, to that extent.
I imagine that the smokehouse is on one side of the street, and on the direct opposite side of the street, there is a timber building. It looks like a dwelling that somebody is looking out of at you across the street.
I'm going to get Remy, and as the Blue Twos and Dimple go into the smokehouse, I'm going to take Remy to that house to find out who this lady is.
So the door on the smokehouse is locked.
Remy wanted to open that.
Okay, roll me a check with your thieves' tools. So I think sleight of hand and whatever bonus you get.
Come on. I think that's pretty good. It's with proficiency, so I get a 5 plus 2 for 7 plus 14. Yeah, I feel like that's...
So I always like to think that each rogue has a different set of thieves' tools. What do Remy's thieves' tools look like?
I think they are bound in like a dark leather pouch, and he sort of it's small. You know, imagine maybe like 3 or 4 inches across, and it's like rolled up. And as he opens it up, it's got a little flap over the top, and he pulls it open. The handles of each kind of tool itself. So like lockpicks are a series of two parts, so it's a tension wrench and a pick itself, and both of those have they all have a wooden handle to them, and then a small like maybe dark metal main part of the tool itself. But yeah, it's of a dark wood, maybe like a walnut or something like that.
Nice.
Yeah.
Props on knowing tension wrench and the other thing.
Oh yeah,
that's like mine and Joe's ball bagging when we're talking about fucking clock fart. Like, it's out of legit. Okay, yeah. So with the 21, you managed to ease it open, nice and easy. Fold up your leather tools. I imagine Rupert, Alan, and Dimple head into this smokehouse, which seems to be closed for the evening. And Avon and Remy head across the street to this house.
Yeah. As we approach, I'd like for us to go back to back against the wall either side of the front door, just pause for a moment, and Avon will pull her hood over her face, and maybe she has like a scrap of fabric tied around her waist as a belt, and she's going to tie that around the lower part of her face instead now.
Okay.
And look to Remy as if on three, yeah?
On three.
Can I remind you that you have face paint on, so this is very funny.
Yeah. Oh, I scrubbed the face paint off real quick.
Remy's still got the face of this guy from the dot. And what were we doing on three? I'm assuming we're going into this place.
Oh, yes, yes.
So as we
find out who this woman is,
as we
what she up, saw,
as we
what she
as,
think, yeah.
As we kick away, and Ruby's going to use prestidigitation, and I can instantaneously light or snuff out a candle, and the candle that she was holding that was lighting the room, she is going to snuff out as we enter.
So I imagine that you like break your way in. Can you roll me a stealth check with you, please?
absolutely.
Yeah. We still
I believe it lasts for an hour, right? No.
Yeah.
It does. Yeah.
So like advantage.
Yeah. I grabbed my sword. I grabbed my sword off Dimple real quick as well, so I've got that. Is this stealth, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's 27.
Six. So that's an eight. And then what do I plus for pass without a trace? Is it plus 10?
Plus 10.
Plus 10.
So that's an 18.
You don't hear anything apart from soft snoring from a bedroom upstairs. The entire place is unlit. Timber throughout. A rugged sort of a carpet sort of runs along the floor. Sort of stained. You can see dust accumulating on each side. So the lady was in the top floor, but there's a staircase in front of you.
Right, let's go upstairs real quiet. I communicate in hand gestures.
So are you guys heading up the stairs?
Yes.
What do we want to intimidate her? I think Remy is just whispering to Ewan.
Yes, I think we need to find out who she is, who she works for, and what she can be convinced that she did not see here.
Okay.
Okay. So you get upstairs.
After you.
There's a couple of rooms, one on the right-hand side, one on the left-hand side, and a hallway between.
We're looking for the one that's facing the street. Are they both?
Yeah, so that's the left-hand side room. So you get to the top of the stairs, it takes a 90-degree angle, there's a landing, and there's a left-hand side room and a right-hand side room. Front of the house, back of the house.
Okay.
Front of the house room.
Okay. So you guys creep along. I'll roll over your stealth checks. Creep along. Along the hallway, come up to a wooden door with a brass handle. Slowly turn it, open the door, and that sound of soft snoring becomes louder. You see a woman still flitting at the windows with a large, almost giant sized man asleep under the covers of this bedroom.
I walk in with my finger against my lips and my sword drawn at this woman.
She hasn't heard you.
Oh, okay.
27. And her husband is in the bed.
I think I mistakenly thought that she was in the downstairs room when I said about snuffing out the candle. When we head into the upstairs room, has she got this candle lit still?
No, the candle isn't lit.
Candle's out.
I'll point at Remy and then point at the man in the bed. I'll point at myself with my sword and I'll point at the woman as if to communicate. You get that guy. I'm going to sneak up on this woman. Let's see how it goes.
I think Remy misunderstanding just like, yes, we are all here. He messages you in your head. There are four of us. But then he casts a message on the woman in the window. And he says, do not turn your back. Do not move.
You see her entire frame just freeze up.
I step forwards and I press the point of my sword just very lightly into her back so she knows I'm there.
Yeah, she just like doesn't move, completely shell-shocked. Frozen.
Is this anything you have seen this evening? You will remove it from your memory, for we know where you live.
Can you roll me another stealth check to see if this guy in the bed is going to hear you? He's going to roll deception with disadvantage.
Absolutely. That's a 35.
Oh my god.
What invaders? I don't know what you're talking about.
I rolled two natural 17s. I thought that I might have been.
Oh my god.
No, in a
million years.
You could have added them together and you still wouldn't have got it.
Yeah. Sorry, what are you saying? You say everything you've heard. It was seen, removed from your mind.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you guys want to roll me an intimidation check? You can either aid, one of you can aid the other, or you can both roll together.
My intimidation is plus two. So,
mine is also plus two.
I think both roll. Advantage is better than a bonus, right?
Yeah, well, I guess it's the same, innit? But yeah, let's roll.
Okay, I'll go for this one. No, I'll go for this one. Oh, life choice is so stressful.
It's a 19 for Remy.
Dirty 20.
Good stuff. Very nice. And she just holds her hand up and she continues staring out the window. She's like breathing heavily. Like she can't even begin to speak with how terrified she is.
I think Remy will say, Drozi Kartans, go to bed with your husband or the Xanafar Guild will visit your house.
Yes.
Oh boy.
That is wicked.
Time.
Like you see her quivering, pale hands like two doves in the darkness.
And then I think Remy uses prestidigitation again to cast a color, small mark, or symbol on an object for an hour. And he's going to cast the symbol of the Xanathar Guild, the circle with the lines out of it on the wall above her husband on, you know. Next to the bed.
Oh my god.
Can I give Matt my D6 for next week, please?
Yeah. I wanted to say, like, Matt.
I
wanted
to say, that is very, very, very good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and then we sleep.
And you guys.
Slink back out of the room slowly.
Yeah. Back out the room.
After making the world's worst dream catcher for this poor woman.
Okay.
We go and rejoin.
We cut to Rupert, Alan, and Dimple. Remy has literally just finished unlocking the door, and you guys are inside as Avon and Remy have run across the street. Thank you.